was just talking to him directly after the fight, and he was absolutely over the moon, you know, and he was very happy with his performance on the night. You know, it was a big, massive step for him, you know, because he was sort of walking into the unknown there, you know, because he's, at the end of the day, you know, it's more now like the professional scene. They're walking into the ring now, they've no headgears, no vets, they're doing 5 3-minute rounds, and it's just a totally different ball game for him to adapt to compared to the amateur style, you know. So he pulled it out of the bag and he put in a good performance and he was really happy with himself, you know. So done very, very well.
Yeah, I know, speaking to him before he left, he was not so much nervous but tentative about heading away to America on his own to fight in this World Series of Boxing. But obviously in the last few weeks, the format of it, the training, the lifestyle over there suited him.
Yeah, see, he seemed, you know, talking to him on the phone, I seen like he's absolutely delighted with the way everything's going for him out there, you know, and he's in a good camp. He's around good people and he's getting the best of sparring. He's getting top quality sparring, you know, from world champions, and he's working there with coaches as well that have worked and taken boxers to world level and actually won world titles, you know, and he couldn't be in a better place at the minute, you know, for himself to learn more about the sport. And it's just like an education for him in life and everything as well, you know. So all round, you know, myself and himself are very pleased with the way things are working out for him.
On the fight last night, a unanimous decision in favour of the Fun Valley lad, and obviously with the result and the way the points now went, it was a dominant performance by Jason.
Dominant performance. I mean, you know, it was the only link that I could get Ted was I could just get the live scoring round by round. I was trying to get different links to see if I could get the fight live, but I couldn't get nothing live, so I was just getting the scores round by round, you know, and the fight actually ended up, it was 49-48, 49-48, and it was 50-45. So one of the judges gave him all five rounds, you know, so that was quite emphatic, you know, because he was the only boxer on the night as well to register a full five rounds on one judge's scorecard. You know, and Donnie's debut was absolutely outstanding. And he was there. Wayne McCullough actually came down from Las Vegas to hook up with Jason last night, and he done the ring entrance into the ring with Jason, which gave him another massive boost. To have another Irish lad there and a man that has boxed at world level and knows the game inside out, and to give him that wee bit of inside information before you actually get into the ring, just to keep him cool and keep him calm, you can't buy that experience, can you know?
Yeah, well, certainly everything seems to be going right for Jason at the moment. He's the right people around him out there in America. When can we expect Jason back in the ring in the World Series again, Connor?
He's boxing on the 18th of December again, Oisin, against Bangkok. And it's in Hollywood again, so it's a home show, which is great for him because, for him to be travelling and you're going to different countries and going into different time zones, and he's only really getting used to the setup now where he is. So keeping him there based for his first two fights is just, you know, everything's just panning out brilliant for him, actually, and it's just working out great for him, you know.
Just on one final note, William McLaughlin, of course, from Ellis Golden Gloves, is also in the World Series, fighting out of Milano Thunder. He's taken his first victory in the series as well a number of weeks ago. But both Jason and Willie are at the same weight, middleweight, for the World Series of Boxing. And LA has to meet his team, Milano Thunder, again at the start of 2012. Is it a possibility that we could see a Quigley McLaughlin fight come that time when the two sides are meeting, Connor?
It's a possibility, Archie, and it definitely is, but it depends on which middleweight that Milano Thunder actually send over, because they have to have two or three middleweights, you know, there because if the likes of Jason, say something happened last night, if he picked up an injury, if he got split and he had to get stitches or something like that, that would obviously put him out for a month or so. So they always have to have somebody on standby. So it's a possibility, but it depends who they send over from Italy, and it depends who the Matadors actually select on the night to fight on that show as well.